This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by AmVac. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, carbon pipelines have been a hot topic across the Midwest these past few years. It's brought up a lot of debate over land rights and also eminent domain. Also, environmental concerns have been raised quite a bit, and these have led to discussions and some places even all but abandoning the carbon pipeline project. But Nebraska has become the first state in the area to find an agreement and some common ground for the farmers, the landowners, the communities, and the pipeline companies themselves. We find out more after this.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
As we said earlier, Nebraska has just become the first state in the footprint of carbon pipeline projects to strike an agreement to help move the project forward, respect land rights, and develop community initiatives. Kyle Quackenbush is segment president of Tallgrass, and he talks about the agreement that's been reached.
The purpose of this agreement is related to a new project that we're doing in the state to be able to capture the CO2 from those same ethanol plants and transport it and sequester it for long-term storage, which opens up whole new markets for those ethanol facilities. So this is really an expansion or an extension of our relationships with the ethanol plants here in the state.
Jane Klebe, the founder of Bold Alliance, says this agreement is the first of its kind to guarantee landowners will benefit from the projects as well.
We do a lot of work on protecting people's property rights when it comes to all energy projects, whether that's pipelines or clean energy, so that projects are built really with mindfulness of fairness and making sure that the people who will be shouldering the need for energy infrastructure are the ones getting the benefits. And so that's why we were so excited about working with Tallgrass on this project, because you don't often have pipeline companies who are willing to come to the table to really negotiate some of these hard areas that is a community benefit agreement. And so we hope that this is going to be a model now for the nation.
You can learn more about this on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Agribusiness Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.